1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And the guy came in the morning, right?
Morning, Phil. And he is affecting, I think, an atmosphere of sexual harassment where we work at Culver Print. We've got some employees here in the number of around 25 at night. As a night manager, I'm watching these people trying to do their job. And this individual reports for work around 8 o'clock at night.
So you're working now?
Yes, sir.
Now, what is it that this man is doing?
He is affecting what I believe is sexual harassment. And I have talked to the store manager as well as individuals who are aware of this kind of thing and the professional what they call labor attorneys.
But what is he doing?
He is reporting for work, and he is coming in to the office here and sexually harassing many of us who work here and are trying to get our jobs done.
But what I'm saying, Mr. Grover, is specifically...
Well, what he is doing is he's walking in, and he has an attitude of... He looks like he thinks he's better than everybody else. So he's walking in with kind of a spring in his step. And I don't know if your listeners or you, Mr. Hinder, have experienced this, where you see someone walk in and they're all happy, and he's got a little bit of a twinkle in his eye, and he's whistling, and it's obvious to me that he has either just had sex or has within the previous 24 hours had some sexual relations. And
how do you know, in other words, from his manner?
And I said to him finally, and this was on Wednesday night, I said to him finally, can I say the word that I used?
Can he say that? L-A laid? Can he say? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I said, I asked him, you know, Chris, you look like, did you just get laid? And this is where I believe the harassment really gets, I think, severe. He looked over and just smiled and continued with his work. That caused an increasing tension within myself, as I'm sure it did with other employees. It was difficult for me to keep my mind on my work after that, as I was more preoccupied with trying to get an answer to a simple question. And he just continued working on whatever he was working on. He was working on actually some wedding invitations.
All right, we're talking with Mr. Larry Grover. He was with Culver Print. He's a print shop. One of your employees comes in. Is it every night?
I would say it's just about every other night, yeah.
He comes in, and you're saying he has a spring in his step. He's got a little bit of a twinkle in his eye.
Yes, he comes in singing. He comes in this really up mood.
You don't have a problem with a man reporting to work happy, do you?
No, sir, I do not have a problem with a man reporting to work happy. I do have a problem with a man coming in and looking at me sideways and kind of laughing to himself and then just walking along whistling with a spring in his step. And
why would you take that personally?
All right, that's what I was going to tell you, because I told the gentleman who answered the phone. I have been involved with conservatives of Kern County for the last 6 years. It was through my efforts that we were able to at least get Bill Clinton up on a witness stand in the Senate. And we worked very hard to try to get Bill Clinton out of office. We were not successful, but I devoted an awful lot of time to that. And yes, it was to the detriment of my own family. Because of my interest and hard work on behalf of conservatives of Kern County, I neglected, if you will, my marital bed. And I certainly do, you know, I put that on myself. My wife eventually did move out. She moved in with a younger man. It was a humiliation for me because this was some kid who worked part-time. I think he was our gardener. He worked on our pool. So it was quite a humiliating experience. Since my wife and I separated, I have not had normal relations with a woman. I would like to eventually someday have a relationship. While I am struggling with that, here comes a guy, probably of a good 15 years younger than me, walking in with this big bouncing step, big smirk on his face. And so I ask, and all I'm asking for is a decent answer to an honest question. Did you have sex? And all he does is look at me, then his shoulders sort of give this shrug as if he's laughing to himself, and he goes back to his, and I asked him again. I said, Chris, I'm asking you a question, and I would expect Did you just have sex?
Well, are you saying this in front of women?
No. Well, what I'm... No, sir. Not, I say to him, did you just have sex or not? And he does one of these ha-ha, you know, laughs, and then he just whistles and walks away and gives me a wink. I return to my workstation. I can feel the blood pressure rising. I have a difficult time concentrating on my work, frequent trips to the bathroom, and so forth. I talked to the labor attorney, and they told me that I have a very solid case because this is technically sexual harassment. When you have been attempting to have normal relations with a woman for 4 years and have been unsuccessful, and meanwhile some guy comes bouncing into work with a whistle and a song on his lips, and he's walking along with a bounce in his step, and you ask him the common question, did you just get laid, and he winks and walks away, that is direct sexual harassment and an attempt to make me feel even worse than I do already, not having had normal relations with a woman for 4 years.
All right, you keep saying normal relations with a woman. Have you had any relations with a woman?
No, sir, I have not.
So you haven't had no relations with a woman for 4 years?
No, sir, I have not.
All right, we're talking with Mr. Larry Grover, who is contemplating a sexual harassment suit against a fellow, a male employee, because this male employee walks in looking happy, whistling. He's got a bounce in his step and a twinkle in his eye. Mr. Grover is sure that that man has just had sex, and when he asks him, have you just had sex, the guy only winks and walks away. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to attempt to get the gentleman that you were talking about on the line here in a few seconds and see if we can't. I don't know whether we're going to be able to or not. But let me just say that it's an unusual case.
I understand that.
And as an unusual case, you're going to get the usual criticism, which is frivolous litigation.
No, I don't believe it's frivolous. No, I cry foul on that. I cry foul. I throw the flag on that. No, I cry foul. It's not frivolous to try to work in an environment where you are it is harassment-free, and for 4 years, I have attempted to have normal, healthy relations with a woman and have failed. And here comes a guy whistling and bouncing in, and boy, I'll tell you, Mr. Henry, I saw they sentenced that BTK killer today, and I read some of the things that man did with pantyhose and rope. And I can tell you, I am a healthy man and I'm a happy man for the most part, but there are times when I see this guy walk into the office bouncing and whistling, and I say, did you or did you not just get laid? And he just whistles and walks away. There are times when I fantasize myself with a length of rope. Throwing it over a tree branch.
All right, we'll take a break. 1-800.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, on the line, Larry Grover, a gentleman who works at... you're working right now.
Yes, sir, we're on the night shift.
You're the night manager at Culver Print?
Yes, sir, I am.
And for the last couple of weeks...
Well, no, this has been going on, Phil, for as long as this gentleman's been working here, which is the last 6 months.
All right. This gentleman comes in with a bounce in his step, a twinkle in his eye.
Yeah, he's singing, and he's, hey, how you doing, this kind of thing, and slapping people on the back and everything. And I don't have a problem with a man being happy, but this guy, it's very obvious to me that he has just had successful relations with a woman. And I would...
Well, why would you immediately go there?
Mr. Henry, you know as well as I do the way a man acts when he has just completed successfully relations with a woman. And
what do you mean completed successfully?
Well, sir, I don't want, you know, to
No, don't be vulgar. But what do you mean?
I mean he has been physically able to engage successfully.
You mean not dysfunctional?
Yes, sir. I think every man knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, so...
Well, what, are you telling me? In other words, you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I'm saying that when a man has successfully been able to engage, activate, and then complete successful relations with a female, He has a spring in his step and so on and so forth. It is humiliating to other men when those other men ask the man to at least have the common decency to say, yes, I just got, you know, if you will, laid. But for the guy to wink and walk away and keep whistling and then come back and look at me every now and again and ha-ha, laugh and this. And,
sir, just before the break, you said you imagined yourself with a length of rope throwing it over a tree.
Yes, sir, I did.
You want to kill the guy?
I don't want to really kill him, but if you look at a guy and you say, did you or did you not, and if you saw him going to lunch with the young lady that you're imagining it happened with, and this gentleman had gone to lunch for 2 weeks solid with a young lady who works over at the Dairy Queen, who was very, very, very lovely, and I said, did you do it with her, and he would only laugh. I admit, I did have fantasies of just like the Old West. You know, he's standing there with his hands tied behind his back, and I've got a length of rope, and I'm throwing it over the tree branch, and I'm saying, you want to laugh now? You want to wink at me now?
I think that's pretty sick.
What is
it? I think it's pretty sick to have those fantasies, sir, if you want my honest opinion.
Well, what fa- No, I'm not saying I'd act them out.
Well, I just think that to be preoccupied with that sounds a little wrong. 1-800-449-8686. Christy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, ma'am.
I just wanted to make a comment. I think the guy is jealous. He's jealous. He can't handle rejection. His wife left him. And he's probably a terrible person to live with to begin with. And he can't handle his age. He's jealous of younger people.
Ma'am, don't you think it's the commonly decent thing? If I ask a young man, did you or did you not sleep with it, shouldn't he say...
What do you mean sleep with it?
I meant the young lady that he was with.
No. do you want him or something?
No, I do not. I just want to know, is that why he's whistling?
That's how he probably took it. Like, this is a come on.
Oh,
you know?
is that why he's winking at me?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he likes you.
I think the operative answer there is, I don't know. Well, I do know. And he's mocking.
Well, of course, but is it any of your business?
The fact that I've not been able to achieve normal relations with a woman.
But is it any of your business?
That's the key here. Is it any of your business?
It doesn't take it doesn't take a lot of energy to simply say yes or no.
But why do you want to know?
Because I saw him leave with a young lady who works at the Dairy Queen, and she's very, very lovely.
And?
Why can't he tell me if he did it with her?
Well, and you then know, that, if, you know, if, that, if he told you
really,
he did... Go ahead.
There's something very crude and very... voyeuristic, and I don't know, something wrong about you wanting to know why...
Mr. Henry, I'm a father of four children.
I think you're leading up to something. I mean, what if he said, yeah, I bet your next question will be, well, what position were you in?
Gee, aren't you... You're just really amusing, Christy. Yeah, you know.
I mean,
all right, Christy, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Why are you getting angry at her?
I'm getting... Because she's mocking me the same way that guy did.
Randy, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm fine.
Look at him. I was divorced in 1994. I've been celibate since 1998. And it's not a problem by having a relationship with someone, but to ask him that question like that and to wink at him, but you got to look at one thing.
He winked at me. I said...
But you provoked... I'm saying that he winked at you as a saying that, hey, I approve of what you asked me, saying that, hey, maybe the night was good, maybe something came out of it good. But you got to think on this case here. Maybe you provoked him into something.
You ever thought
about that?
What did I provoke him into?
I mean,
having normal
relations, right?
What's that, sir?
Okay, you go out, right?
Yes, sir.
You meet a girl, right?
Yes, sir.
Maybe she's married or have somebody else. You say, okay, one of your partners say, did you bone her? And you say, yeah.
Wait, you know, I don't use that kind of crude terminology. I simply wanted to know,
It's the same difference. There's no difference.
I simply wanted to know, did they bump it or not?
Bump it, huh? That's classier than what the other gentleman said?
Well, what I'm saying is this. It's sexual harassment, and he's coming in, and he's walking around with a big thing, and I know...
You know, I'm in the Army. I was in the Army for 21 years.
God bless you.
I walked in the office, and I worked with a guy. He was a major and a couple of captains. I was a sergeant first class.
Uh-huh.
And he always winked and smiled. And so one day I said, what is wrong with him? He said, sorry, Hopper, don't worry about it. That's his approval rate. showing that he's approving your work. There's nothing wrong with him.
I'm this guy's boss.
Yeah, but he might, well, hey, maybe he, you know, like I say, he might have an idea that you want, like the last caller said.
Randy, hold on.
He might have an idea.
Randy, Phil Hendry here. Hold on. I want to get you on the line with the other gentleman who is the object of this discussion. His name is Chris Norton. He's the 28-year-old employee at Culver Print. Chris, you with us?
Yes, sir.
And we have Larry Grover on the line.
Hi, Larry. Chris, we're talking about you.
That's what they told me, yeah.
And I will put you the question right now. Did you, you know, are you, did you do it with that girl at the Dairy Queen?
I don't know why I should have to answer that question. Because I told you that it's none of your, you know, I told a lot of people it's not any of your business. You know.
All right, I can hear a bit squeaking. All right, that's...
Yeah.
Well, are you having sex with a girl right now?
Yes, I am.
And you're talking to us on the phone?
Yes.
See what I'm saying? You see how he throws it in your face? Oh, I can talk on the phone and go at it like a porn star.
You know what? That's, you know, if you're not able the way I am, that's too bad.
Who are you doing it with right now?
Don't ask a question like that.
You know what? She's the wife of a gym owner.
Well, you dirty.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Well, let me ask some, Chris. You're actually...
Yes, I am. And I'm smoking a cigarette, having a martini, and I'm, you know, watching Theater 9.
Okay. So...
What else do you want to know?
Well, look, do you come in with a bounce in your step?
Yeah, ask him about that. He comes in with a bounce in his step.
Mr. Henry, the reason why I come in with a bounce in my step is because I wear pants. I do wear slacks that are fairly tight-fitting, and I'm trying to shake. I'm going to try to be as polite as I can about this.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do you come in at a bounce, with a bounce in your step?
I'm going to try to be polite, but I'm bouncing to try to shake it down the length of my leg, you know. I'm trying to bounce it free.
You filthy...
All right, I get the picture.
You guys done?
No, I'm not done.
All right, hold on, honey. What else?
That's it.
All right, go ahead.
Get out of here!
I just want to tell you I love you. Try to bounce it free.
Well, there you go. That's the... Is he done? Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, you hung up on him.
Well, of course I hung up on him. Bed squeaking. Guy comes in with a bounce in his step. I'm trying to bounce it free. Thank you, Larry, and continued good success there with the Conservatives of Kern County. 1-800-449-8686. Who are you trying to get out of office now, man? I mean, you know, it's over, baby. Clinton's gone. I think he can go back to having, like, a life. For how long has Clinton been out of office? Almost just 5 years now? I think we can get back to having a life, Larry. Yes, get back to having yourself a little bit of a life. All right, it's world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler may be up here in a few seconds to talk about fossil fuels and how we can replace them. And how do we replace the ever-dwindling supply of fossil fuels? We'll talk with him about that coming up here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget the web address, www.philhendryshow.com. Go to our souvenir shop, pick up any one of a number of marvelous things there for whatever birthday or anniversary or any other celebration that may be coming up, man, any kind of a gift that you want to give to somebody. Ted's of Beverly Hills, bowling shirts and shot glasses and coasters, Phil Hendry Show hats and T-shirts. We got an I Love Phil woman's tee. We have the gardening kit. We got the cooler. That's the six-can cooler with the AM/FM radio. You can take that out on the beach. We got spa robes. We got the whole thing, man. We got the whole damn thing. Just go over to www.philhendryshow.com. Get our Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2004 CD, Fahrenheit 711. The new one's coming out. What are we calling it, bud?
Are You For Real?
Yes, that's right. In fact, is Bobby on the line? Let's have her. Bobby, what's the name of the new CD?
Are You For Real?
Thanks. So that'll be great. So that's coming up, and a whole bunch of groovy stuff, man. What is that? Oh, we do have Margaret Grace. She is in Crawford, Texas, with Cindy Sheehan. All right. So let's put off the interview with Dr. Sadler, bud.
Right, Phil.
Okay. And get Margaret Gray on the line. She is in Crawford, Texas, with Cindy Sheehan. They are there at the ranch. Margaret is taking part in the protest there, so we'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Margaret Gray is in Crawford, Texas. Margaret, if you can hear me, well, that doesn't sound like Crawford, Texas to me. That sounds like we're still back there in Chris's bedroom. So let's just try this again. Margaret Gray is in Crawford. Let's see. Do we have Crawford, Texas? What did you say it was? 87? No, it ain't. No, man. I'm talking about, I see what you're saying. Okay. I have it here. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're just trying to pull our head out of our rear end. Margaret, are you there?
Phil, I'm in Crawford, Texas here, just off the south entrance to the Bush Ranch. And Cindy Sheehan has been holding forth here now for a number of weeks. She demands, Phil, a meeting with President Bush. And Cindy will not leave until President Bush agrees to meet with her.
Now, Margaret, just a question. Hasn't she already met with him?
I'm sorry?
Hasn't she already met with him, like, twice?
Yes, she did meet with him twice, but she wants to meet with him one more time, because...
But, I mean, the lady has met the president two more times than practically any other American. How many times does she need to talk to him?
Phil, we are all very aware of your opinion.
No. I just want to know, how many times does she need to talk? She talked to him two times already. She wants one more meeting with him?
Cindy Sheehan, Phil, lost a boy in this war. I think she has the moral authority to...
I'm not saying anything. I just wanted to know, how many times does she need to talk to the guy before she gets across whatever it is she wants to get across?
Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to this broadcast, Phil Hendry just called Cindy Sheehan a retard. Now, Phil...
I did not call her a retard. I never said anything of the sort. I did...
You are inferring that she's some kind of a mongoloid because she can't...
I didn't say that. I just said the woman talked to the guy twice. How many times does she need to talk to this cat before she spits it out?
Again, ladies and gentlemen...
Don't you say... I didn't call her a mongoloid.
You might as well have said she's got the freaking pan face. God!
Get her back on the phone. She's not getting away with that. Call her cell phone back. She ain't getting away with that. I never said anything of the sort.
She don't want to talk to you.
Get her back on the phone. Margaret, you know full well I didn't say anything of the sort about her being a pan face.
Phil, you are now abusing me. This is sexual harassment. It is a misdemeanor to place a nuisance phone call.
You are a guest on my show. You requested airtime, and I'm putting you on my show, and I'm not letting you get away with the fact that you think I called Cindy Sheehan a mongoloid. All I said was she met...
Okay, she met the president twice before. What's wrong with a third time?
Well, I mean, for God's sake. I've never met the cat, man. I think sure a lot of Americans like to meet him. This lady's out there camping out. She wants to meet him one more freaking time. You know what? She didn't get to say what she wanted to say the first two times?
She was formulating it.
She was formulating it. All right. The first time she was formulated, now comes chapter two. Did she say it then?
She was still thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
You know what, Phil? You really are a chauvinist pig. You're beating up on me and... Can I get Cindy over here?
I would love to talk to her. Yeah, get her over.
Yeah.
Cindy, Phil Hendry asked the question. I think he thinks it's a good one. And I was talking to Al Franken this morning about how unprofessional and how stupid Phil Hendry is. Don't you agree that asking the question, why do you need to meet the president one more time when you've met him twice before, isn't it stupid?
I think it's very stupid. I'm here in part because of his son. And I won't get out of here until I can't get out of this lawn chair. That's why I'm here.
Well, I understand that. She's stuck in the lawn chair, Phil. That's one of the reasons why she's still here.
Well, can't she waddle?
Can you get up and just waddle away with it stuck to your rear end?
I was about to try that.
Phil, we are here protesting this illegal war. And I told Cindy some of the things that you have said. You called her a cow in your blog. And
Yes, I did. I don't want to talk about any of that. I just simply, I asked a simple question, and...
Hold on for a minute. She's trying to get over to the car now. The chair is stuck.
I can't do that. Just say here, President Bush murdered my son, and I will not leave Crawford, Texas. Can you help me get some mustard on this? Because I'm bent over. You know, when you're bent over like this, people think you want to take it. So,
Ms. Sheehan?
Yeah.
Ma'am, I don't mean any disrespect. I know you lost your son. But I just said to Margaret, how come you need to meet the president one more time when you've already met him twice?
Well, I don't understand what you're...
My Christ, he called it an airstrike. You duplicitous piece of turd.
Whoops.
request of meeting the president.
Oh, shoot. Ow.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
If I want to meet him a fourth time, you think he'll...
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Jim Sadler joins us. Dr. Sadler is a doctor of psychoeconomics and joins us with the fossil fuel problem. Dr. Sadler, how are you?
Phil, I'm very well this evening. As well, I suppose, as I could be in the middle of a very confusing world that we live in.
The fossil fuel problem, one of energy and energy meaning the demands of the future, meaning the ever-increasing demands of industrial society. You argue, along with others, that we are running low, and obviously we're going to run out. But there are replacements, and we don't necessarily have to go to coal. We don't have to go to solar energy.
Coal, Phil, is not feasible. For environmental reasons, and also the idea of solar energy being able to power a society the size of the United States or any other first world industrial country is completely unfeasible. We have learned through trial and error that solar power on a scale that we would need is not feasible for the near future. We do have available fossil fuels, and I think it's time that we take a very serious look at them.
All right. Well, in the book that you wrote, The Time Is Now, the solution to the fossil fuel problem, you're proposing something pretty radical.
It is radical, but I think it's time for people to face the facts. We are not only running out of fuel, we're running out of usable, arable land. It's interesting, as a side note, Phil, I am a bodybuilder. I do a lot of bodybuilding. I get around to a lot of bodybuilding competitions. And through the years, bodybuilding, I've developed a physique that is fairly imposing. When I go to lectures, when I go to college universities and I talk about the new fuel solutions, and I'm standing there in a shirt that's sort of tugging at my forearms or a shirt that's being pulled across at the chest, and I look imposing, people are a little bit more likely to understand what is radical argument.
Well, what are you saying? In other words, because you're built, people don't want to disagree with you, or...
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon. No, I don't think they're going to say, I think you're nuts, And that's a good thing, because the point I'm trying to make is a very valid point, and you don't want to have people who are not informed cluttering the argument with a lot of ignorant points. So,
all right, well, what is the solution? And the solution is using cemeteries, digging up the bodies, right?
The time has come for us to look at these plots of land that we've used traditionally as cemeteries, graveyards. All over the world, there are the remains, decayed remains of humans. This can all be used to a degree as a carbon-based fuel.
All right, well, the first thing you're going to run into are the relatives of those people.
I understand that, but you have to draw the line. To go to a cemetery on the weekend and sit there in front of a tombstone, I think, is at best a debatable debatable use of your free time, even if you are honoring the death of a relative. I think once or twice is enough. I think visiting a grave repeatedly is morbid. I think that in the long run, those individuals who have people buried in a graveyard, if they thought about it, I think would be happy to see the backhoe arrive so that we can begin to use, kinds of equipment.
Why do you specify a backhoe?
The backhoe is really a remarkable piece of equipment. You can use the scoop on a backhoe and pull 5-6 stiffs.
All right. Hold on for just a minute.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I'm just wondering about the propriety of stiff. That's all.
No, I don't mean in a sexual...
No, I know you did. I meant when you're talking about someone's loved one.
Well, this again, we had... You know, I wish I was there in person because you'd probably agree with me.
Because you're built.
Well, yeah.
All right, so go ahead, man.
You know, forget it.
No, come on.
No, forget it.
Come on, man. Seriously, I'm interested.
If you use a backhoe, you can use in one swing, you can pull 5, 6, 7. All right, you don't want me to say stiff? What do you want me to say?
I guess Braves.
All right, you can pull 6 Graves out of there. And within, 4 hours, you can clear out a whole boneyard. Now,
see, that's the other thing, boneyard.
What?
You're saying boneyard. Can we take a break? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Dig this. The LA Times, which is the newspaper we have here, these guys are, I don't know what's going on with those cats. They printed a story, and they claimed that the Toronto Sex Crimes Unit, the Toronto Police Department has a sex crimes unit. These guys pose, men and women, police officers, pose as like 13 and 14-year-old kids on the internet. And they've busted a lot of pedophiles. They've busted a lot of child molesters that way. In any event, LA Times had some article, maybe it wasn't the LA Times, but the claim was made that, what was it, Harry? 99 out of 100? Something like that?
I'm sorry, of the 100 offenders, all but one was a hardcore Trekkie.
Was a hardcore Star Trek fan, child molester.
That they arrested in the last 4 years.
Now, did the Toronto PD say that, or is this just a guy, quote, you know, because I wonder if this is true or not. See, it could be internet crap. Because I went to the Toronto sex crime webpage. They don't have nothing on there. I'm sure it's going to say,
beware of Trek fans, Toronto PD looking out for you.
You know, but there's some dude, I think this is a Richard Gere gerbil thing, man. I swear to God, I think there's a cat that's got it in for these Trek fans. Everybody hates Trek fans because they are such unmitigated freaks and geeks. But the fact is, I guess they have the right to walk around with their Klingon face on. They should only super glue it on. And now, because some guy hated Richard Gere, they floated that gerbil thing. Now, because someone has such a deep, abiding hatred for Trek fans, forevermore they'll be known as child molesters. Nobody, you're never going to be able to undo this. Never. It'll turn out, 2 weeks from now, they'll say, Star Trek, it's all bull crap. It's all, yeah, forget it, man. It's out there now. Every Star Trek convention, child molesters. Get that, Trek fans. I think it's time for you cats to go underground. You dig what I'm putting down here? In other words, no more freaking conventions, man. Just go underground. Watch your stupid show on your DVD. Have a couple of friends over. Quit walking around speaking freaking Ferengi. Stop it now. Stop it now while the stopping's good. Because you guys have been walking around with the big Ferengi ears for so long, looking like freaking Reggie Miller of the Indiana Pacers.
Now we know what they have those four fingers for.
What?
The Vulcans.
When they put the fingers apart?
Yeah.
What's it for?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
What does that mean?
No, it's for the six pack.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah, it's all over now for Trek fans. Some cat put up on the internet the fact that the Toronto Sex Crimes Unit said you guys are molesters. You're done. No more conventions. That sucks. Phil Hendry Show. I love Trek. I love Trek.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.